let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's being called one of the most important stories of World War II, already optioned by Steven Spielberg for a major motion picture. The Light of Days, the untold story of women resistance fighters in Hitler's ghetto by Judy Battalion. A spectacular and searing history that brings to light the extraordinary accomplishments of brave young Jewish women who became resistance fighters, a group of unknown heroes whose exploits have remained virtually unknown until now. They fought and died as fighters, couriers, smugglers, spies, and medics in the Jewish resistance during the Second World War. But little is known about the women who fought against the Nazis. One review calling the true story, history we've needed to hear. Author Judy Battalion is the granddaughter of Polish Holocaust survivors, the author of White Walls, a memoir about motherhood, daughterhood, and the mess in between. Her essays have appeared in the New York Times, Washington Post, The Forward, Vogue, and many other publications. A BA in History of Science from Harvard, PhD in the History of Art from the Cortland Institute, University of London. She's worked as a museum curator and university lecturer. Born in Montreal, grew up speaking English, French, Hebrew, and Yiddish. She now lives in New York City with her husband and three children. Judy Battalion, author of The Light of Days, The Untold Story of the Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos, is our guest on This Week in America. Judy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. I'm really excited to be talking to you today.
We have so much to talk about. If you've got 5 or 6 hours you can clear, we can do it justice. We'll touch the surface in the program today and have people go buy the book. It is such a fascinating read. And let's go back to the beginning for you. And let's go back to 2007. This journey began for you. You're doing research, as I understand, at the British Library. You came across a 1946 book, Women in the Ghetto. Talk about that, because it literally reshaped your life at that point, didn't it?
Absolutely. This whole project began by accident 14 years ago. It's been quite an odyssey. I was in the British Library. I was doing some research for a performance piece I was writing. I used to do a lot of comedy and performance, and it was about strong Jewish women. I was interested in that subject. As you said, I myself am a granddaughter of Holocaust survivors, and I was thinking a lot about the emotional trauma of the Holocaust and how that shaped my own reactions to danger. And I was exploring that, and I was just doing some research in different areas, and I happened to come across this book. And I was drawn to it because it was an unusual artifact. It was an old book. It was in a blue fabric with sort of dusty pages and gold lettering, and it was in Yiddish. It was called Frauen in die Ghettos, Women in the Ghettos. But even more unusual than the book is the fact that I speak Yiddish. So I just started flipping through it. I was intrigued. And I was right away, I was stunned by what I was reading. This was a collection of little bios, snippets almost, of dozens of stories of young Jewish women who had fought the Nazis from the ghettos. And the chapter titles were things like weapons, ammunition, partisan combat. It was simply so different in tone and in content than any Holocaust narrative I'd ever come across.
You know, it's interesting. You said you almost put it back on the shelf. I mentioned you touched on Yiddish. I mentioned that one of the languages you're fluent in, quite fluent in that. It's in Yiddish. You almost put it back up there, yet it captured your attention. It said you were stunned. What captured your attention? And it's interesting because you're saying, why has this story never been told before? So I ask you several questions there. Let's start with, why did this capture your attention? What was this? What was it that captured your attention as you're reading this?
What captured my attention was, first of all, the tone of the writing. When I opened this old, dusty Yiddish book about women in the ghettos, I expected it to be sad. I expected it to tell a story of mourning, a gloomy story.
Yes.
And of course, my expectation wasn't unfounded, but instead it wasn't sad. This book was filled with fury. It was a passionate and furious style of writing, and that immediately jolted me too. It felt so alive. This was a book of stories that had so much movement. It was stories of women who were jumping off trains, women who were going undercover, women who were transporting guns taped to their torsos. It was a story of constant motion and activity and passion, and I think that's really what drew me to it.
What about this? You ask yourself this question. I have a Jewish heritage. I've grown up with the survivor family that I had mentioned, yet you never heard the story before. Why did you ever get an answer for that? And it's really not a singular answer, is it?
No. So this question of why I hadn't heard this before became like the sub-question to all my research over the years. On the one hand, I was investigating what happened, what is the story, but at the same time, I was investigating what happened to this story. Why had I, from a family, a community of Holocaust survivors, even with a background in feminist art history and women's history, how could I possibly not have known this? And I came up with many reasons, which I do articulate towards the end of the book. Unless we have those 5 to 6 hours, I won't get into all of it now. But, you know, some of these reasons were zeitgeist, and we've been interested in different elements of the Holocaust and the war at different times. We've also been uncomfortable talking about certain elements of the Holocaust at different times. Some of it is political, and the ways that the stories of the Holocaust have helped shape politics in certain communities, in Poland, in Israel, and then some of it is personal. And it has to do with women not telling these stories, women repressing them for many decades, that is, those who survived. Many of them felt that they weren't believed. They felt that they were accused of having been collaborators, of sleeping their way to safety. They even felt a survivor's guilt. These women had incredibly traumatic and dramatic stories, doing all kinds of, espionage missions and weapons smuggling and blowing up trains, and yet they felt that compared to some of their survivor peers who, say, had been through Auschwitz, that they hadn't had it that bad, is what they said. They almost felt like they didn't merit telling their story. And then for many of them, it was important. They were so young in the war and so young when it was over. They had their whole lives ahead of them. And like many refugees, they needed to start afresh. They needed to put the past behind them so that they could rebuild lives and families in ways that they were trying to be healthy and happy.
It's interesting. You talk about silence. It's almost a defense mechanism, isn't it? It's something that they really need to use to cope.
Some of these women I found who survived really needed to move on. They needed to start as fresh as they could. And my central character, her name is Renya, she wrote her full experience in 1945 and then moved on. The writing it down, the testimony, was part of the therapy.
The book we're talking about is The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos. The author is Judy Battalion. Book is available wherever books are sold. You can get it in a number of different formats. Judy Battalion, her website is judybattalion.com. That's B-A-T-A-L-I-O-N. Book is available, as I say, wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you went into the story, you didn't have knowledge of this. Did that work to your favor because you really didn't take in any sort of preconceived ideas or biases as you're researching and writing the story?
I think it made it difficult. I am a trained historian. I'm a historian. I study the history of science. I have a doctorate in the history of art. I spent 6 years. My full-time job was I worked as a researcher for museums. But I am not a historian of the Holocaust. And I think that this was in some ways difficult because there was a lot of work I had to do to catch up with just the general geography of Poland.
Yes. I
even though my family was from Poland, I wasn't familiar with some of the geography, the politics, the history. That was work I had to do. But on the other hand, yeah, I didn't come to this with any preconceived ideas. This is not a story of my family, so I also didn't have any particular people to heroize or to take down. This was all very fresh to me, and I tried to read as widely as possible and present as balanced and nuanced a history as possible.
You've taken, it was what, about a dozen years in research in coming up with The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos by Judy Battalion, our guest on the program. Talk about that and going back and doing the research. It was meticulous and painstaking. Talk about that because you're going back. A lot of aliases were used. A lot of stories were not told accurately. How was it to go back and sort all of this out?
Yeah, many of these women, that's a great question. I haven't talked about that very much, and I'd like to, so thank
please,
you. But many
please.
Of these women had many names. They had a Polish name, a Yiddish name, a Hebrew name. They had all kinds of Yiddish nicknames. Then in the war, they took on fake names because they took on fake identities. That was part of their undercover work. Then when they tried to escape from Europe, often it was easier to escape if they were pretended to be married. So they had these fake married names. Then they moved to new countries, and they changed their names to fit in, to sound native to the new countries. Then they actually got married, and they changed their names. So it was a very complicated research process. In fact, I was investigating all these names were Hebrew, Yiddish, Polish, Slavic, and Hebrew alphabets. And I'm looking in English searches. So all of this, it sounds like minutiae, and it is, and that's the reality of this kind of work. There was a lot of sleuthing, a lot of detective work trying to find out if Razel was the same person as Rushka, and if Astrid was the same person as Esther. And a lot of my time was spent doing that. I worked primarily from testimonies and memoirs. Dozens and dozens and dozens of them. And I tried to find where these stories overlapped, how they came together in order to create a more panoramic and broader history.
And I get the impression the more you researched, the more surprised you were at what you found. What were some of the surprises, stories that you never even dreamed possible as you're doing the research?
Oh, my goodness. This was every day.
Yes.
I was surprised. I mean, I was surprised on a more global level, just at the scope of Jewish resistance. I'd heard of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, but I'd had no idea that over 90 European ghettos had armed Jewish undergrounds, that there were small uprisings and acts in towns and in concentration camps and slave labor camps across the country. I'd had no idea that 30,000 Jews joined partisan detachments. These were big numbers, and I was very surprised to find out about that side of the resistance story in general. And the stories of the women are so dramatic and so compelling. They each surprise me each day. I can tell you some if you'd like.
Yes, please do, because it's fascinating, the personalities that come across in the book, The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women's Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos. And then as you're seeing what they're doing, you sort of in your own mind wonder what I would do in that circumstance.
Absolutely. For instance, this woman, Bella Chazan, she joined the underground immediately. She always was part of the resistance. She had what they called a good look. She looked Christian. So she was able to leave the ghettos and function on the Aryan side. And the underground posted her in the town of Grudno. And she was posing as a Polish girl, and she had to get a day job because otherwise it would look very suspicious. So she went to the employment agency, and they said, we have the perfect job for you. You can be a receptionist at the Gestapo. So she takes a job working for the Gestapo in their office. She interprets for them. She brings them tea. And she also steals all their documents and starts bringing them to the underground, where they have forgery labs, makeshift forgery labs. And so she steals whatever she can from the Gestapo in order so that the Jewish underground can create fake Aryan IDs and fake travel papers and fake passports. She then becomes a courier smuggling all kinds of objects through Poland. For instance, she smuggles underground bulletins by braiding them in her hair. She then smuggles weapons and carries guns on her body. And she is eventually caught. She is thought to be not Jewish. She's thought to be a spy from the Polish resistance. And so she goes through a series of political prisons, and she ends up at Auschwitz as a Pole. And she tries to help Jews from inside the camp, doing work, getting supplies for them, moving them, trying to save them from being killed inside Auschwitz. So that's just one example of one story of one woman that I came across.
There's so many stories like that in Judy's book. So well done, receiving rave reviews, and well, it should. The book is The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos. As you're telling that, this wasn't sort of a matter of fact in their lives, was it? I mean, they're literally within a mistake. Any moment, their lives could be taken.
This was, as one of them said, this was a constant performance, life or death acting job. They were afraid to sleep because they were afraid if they fell asleep and they mumbled in Hebrew or Yiddish on the train, this would give them away. They couldn't lose conscious. They couldn't stop acting for 1 second.
Judy Battalion is our guest on the program, talking about her book, The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos. And we're back more with Judy after these messages. We're back. You're listening to This Week in America. Judy Battalion, our guest on the program today, the author of the book, The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos. The book is available wherever books are sold, all different formats, and a youth edition, I understand, is either out or coming out. How important is that to get this message out to the young people?
Yes, the youth edition is out. It came out on April 6th along with the adult version, and it's intended for ages 10 to 14. And I think it's so important to get this message out. You know, this is a story about young people and about young people acting together through organized resistance work to fight for freedom, to fight for what was fair and right.
You know, there's so much in the news today. We call it resistance. In fact, let's talk about that, because you talk about that in the book, The Light of Days. What exactly constitutes resistance? Resistance, resilience are two words that are used. What's the difference between the two?
This is something that scholars argue about. They say, you know, resilience is there a difference between, say, just staying alive? Because if the Nazis wanted all Jews dead, if you just managed to stay alive, you were resisting. Can you say that that's the same as someone that goes and blows up a Nazi supply train? Is one a kind of resilience? Is one resistance? At the end of the day, I think that there were so many ways, infinite ways, that people resisted, and I tried to highlight many of them in my book and in my story.
The book is The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos by Judy Battalion, our guest on the program. Battalion is Battalion. Her website is judybattalion.com. Books available wherever books are sold. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned Raina, in fact, I think that was the one that really captured your attention in the beginning as you're looking through the first book. Talk a little bit about her and what she went through. Just a remarkable young woman. And she really sort of captured your attention, didn't she?
She captured my attention from her writing in the first place. I came across her testimony, and it was so narrative and even witty and dramatic and intelligent. And I was very drawn to her as a writer. She was 15 when the war began. When she knew she was going to be killed, she fled the ghetto where her family was. She was by herself wandering through forests. She pretended to be Christian. She was once recognized on a train. She leapt off the train. She got a job working for a half-German family as a housekeeper. And eventually, when she was 18, she got connected with the underground in this town of Bijin in southwest Poland, and she became one of their career girls. So she pretended to be non-Jewish, she pretended to be Christian, and she would do missions between Bijin and Warsaw, transporting information, false papers, money, buying weapons from weapons dealers, bringing them back into the ghetto to help arm the ghetto for an uprising, as well as ammunition and explosives. And she also helped rescue Jews. She helped take some Jews out of the ghetto and find them safe places to hide.
She was brutally beaten at one time, but was able to escape. How was she able to escape?
Oh, I can't give away the whole story.
Okay, but she escaped.
You have to buy the book.
She escaped, and it's a really remarkable escape, and you're going to have to buy the book to get to that point. It is a remarkable young woman. You're reading about her, and you're reading about all the different personalities, the young women that Judy talks about in the book. What would you like women youth activists of today to take away after reading your book, The Light of Days?
I mean, these women had nothing, and they went up against the Nazi army, I mean, time and time again. They went up against every odd, and that didn't matter. Their act, they certainly didn't topple the Nazis. They knew they never could, the greatest armies in the world couldn't, but that, again, didn't matter. What mattered is that they acted, they fought, they worked together, again, for their convictions, for what they knew was right, for freedom and for justice. And I hope that's what young people and older people, too, can take away from this story and inspire them in their own social activism.
You've had such a distinguished career, and after writing The Light of Days, talk about what this has, the impact this has had on you. We've talked about the time span here, where we're talking about 2007 right up until today, and this book is prominent in your life, but what impact, how has this shaped you?
I mean, I too have been inspired by these women.
Yes.
How could I not be? You know, I think that I think about them all the time. I can't help but feel that their bravery and their daring and their cunning and also their compassion is so remarkable. So many of the ones who did survive went on to live lives in caring careers. They were nurses and they helped blind and they worked with refugees and they were really giving people, and compassion, I think, helped them survive and move on. And I think about that a lot for myself when I find myself in a struggle or in a place of frustration, how important it is to open myself up and give instead of close off and take.
Well, it's certainly an inspirational story. And besides the word pictures and the words actually come alive. I mean, as we're reading about these individuals, we can actually see what's happening. But you've got 28 black and white photos in there, which enhances the story, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think now there's actually 30 photos in, and it was so, I loved finding the photographs. It was very moving to me. I'd read about these women for so many years, and then I started doing the photo research, and it was wow, they were so young.
Yes.
And they look so much like anyone I know today. And that moved me in a way too.
You'll spend time looking at the photos and going through what Judy was just talking about. You'll sort of look into their eyes and the situation and sort of imagine what they're going through, what they have to deal with. And I mentioned in the beginning, optioned by Steven Spielberg for a major motion picture. This has blockbuster written all over it.
Well, we hope so. One step at a time.
We'll do that a little bit later, but that's something to look forward to as well, because this the words jump off the pages of the book, The Light of Days, The Untold Story of Women Resistance Fighters in Hitler's Ghettos by Judy Battalion, our guest on the program. Judy, time has gone by way too quickly. It has been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on an excellent job in The Light of Days. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
The book is available wherever books are sold. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.